big items conversationally this week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, a place you can go every single day to find out what's going on in the world of talk radio, the new talk media. All the headlines are there. And I just looked at it and I see my name. I'm sitting back here. I just logged on to Talkers.com and I see Doug Steffen and the word suffer together. You have done a nice job. Thank you for helping with that. It's an interesting industry story as you, there's the stories that we follow here, the Talkers charts that Michael and his staff put together, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are being discussed, that certainly is part of the job, maybe the main job at Talkers, is to follow what's going on with talk hosts and on talk stations and the programs that they're doing about whatever topics. But there are human interest stories with us, as there are us, the people who do talk radio programs for a living, and there aren't many of us left. So
now your human interest story certainly is one of the big industry stories this week within the industry, and you're very well liked in this business and very well known, and obviously the fact that you have such a colorful life beyond just being a talk show host, as well as being a person involved in agriculture and farming and historic land, and you're quite a guy. So the fact that you had this this crisis this week certainly is of interest to people in our industry.
Well,
and,
for those,
you were the story. You were the big story yesterday and today.
Well, the story. May I just for a moment? I'll explain a little bit so people who don't know what the story is, who may not have heard me talking about it on the weekday program. This farm that I've been around cows all my life, and I have a dairy farm, 300 dairy cows in Framingham, Massachusetts, and because of the heaviness, the snow. And the jam up of the ice and so forth on the roof. This was a metal pole building that completely collapsed this week, killing a couple of my cows. There's at least one or two more that are in jeopardy, and a number of them were injured. May have been 10 or 12, but they have all pretty much come back around. But to look at the, and you captured some of the of this with the way you described it in your story, Michael, and also the pictures that have been around, some of the video. This is really something that you don't want anybody, whether it's a human story about some person or about these animals, that you don't want to have to tell. But it has, it was one of those things, and so it's not something I would run away from, but I was very impressed after you covered it with a number of people from the industry who had something to say. You know, we don't really pay a lot of attention in the main. I don't pay much attention. I've teased you about never getting an award, never having a dinner, but that's not why I do this, and it's not why I have done it. I've been involved on the radio. I've had cows longer than I've been on the radio, but I've been on the radio for a good long time, and people who used to listening to me know that I talk about the farm from time to time. As a matter of fact, we've hatched a new program called The American Family Farmer, which people can listen to. It's an hour a week at Talkers Radio. You can get to that by going to talkers.com as well. But this is an important part of my life. And, yeah, a lot of people were interested because it was something. It's unusual to have dairy farms in the places, around where I live. You just don't, they don't exist. And so I guess that was part of the story. But I wanted to give people a little background that may not have heard. And you can go to facebook.com/ either Good Day Show or Eastley Farm and see some of the pictures, the stories, and get the behind the scenes. So anyway, I don't want to overcook that. But
what people don't also realize, and I know, knowing you so many years, is that, it's kind of a peculiar insight to this, is that you seem to have a tremendous emotional relationship with your cows.
I do.
And you are an animal lover. You have an incredible relationship with your dog.
Yes.
Which is an amazing thing to see. And you do love these cows. And I've learned a lot about cows in the last few days following this. The nature of dairy cows and their emotional, they're lovable animals.
They
have a tremendous disposition. They also are easily traumatized and they get upset.
Yeah.
So this has been very educational and interesting. But no, you're an interesting guy on many levels. And if nothing else, one of the good things to come out of this is that people get to know you better and learn a little bit about agriculture, the small farmer, the plight of the small farmer in America up against the big industrial complex of the government and the mega corporate farms that are squeezing the little guy out. And you're out there battling that, and I don't know where you get the time to take care of 300 cows and to care about each one of them and do what you do, but you're quite a guy. You're going to be fine. You know what I would do if I were you? I would have somebody videotaping the constant what's going on at your farm now, because it is a great human interest story, and how you are going to personally have to fight the battle to recover and pull this together, because economically having a dairy farm in Framingham is not necessarily the most lucrative business. On the other hand, it's a heck of a public service in many ways.
Yeah.
And I think that I hate turning everything into content and opportunity, but you've got a real drama going on there. And I would, while you can, especially since you have the video from all of those television stations that covered it, to kick it off, you're at the beginning of a new adventure that I would chronicle if I were you. And don't wait too long to do that, because it will have lasting value for years to come. Let's go through the charts.
Let's do that.
We have... You want me to do that?
You know what? Let's pause for just a second, and so you won't have to be interrupted by a couple of commercials. We'll do that first, and then we'll get back to the reason for us being here, and that's to go through these charts and get the news and some of the stories behind the stories with some of your favorite hosts. We'll do as we have time for, but the stories themselves, the top talk topics coming up next here. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my goodness, that's what I'm talking about!
And this week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaun White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
All right, 16 past the hour. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com with the charts that have been, you know, the essence of the stories. The charts are the stories. We tell the stories based on what the top 10 items are. So, Michael, let's go through the stories first.
Yeah, these are the top 10 hits of the week. Number 10, Jimmy Fallon takes over the Tonight Show. And that's tied with the NBA and NHL action. Ukraine unrest at 9. At number 8, NSA spying tied with immigration legislation. At number 7, we have the FCC-CIN study. At number 6, we have North Korea human rights abuses. The Sochi Olympics are still in the news, and it's number 5. Number 4, winter weather and global warming topics of conversation. At number 3, some politics. We have Hillary Clinton in 2016, tied with GOP infighting. At number 2, executive power controversy. At number 1, Obamacare criticism. And the most talked about people of the week, at number 10, we have Jimmy and Jay tied. We have Kim Jong-un at number 9, Bode Miller at 8. Number 7, Vladimir Putin. At number 6, Bill Nye. Rand Paul at 5, Ted Cruz at 4. Number 3 is John Boehner. Hillary and Bill at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1.
Gee, no surprises there.
I was thinking
I was thinking with the focus so much on the Olympics, there would be more of the Olympic names that we'd become. I mean, Bode Miller is in here, but there are other names. Maybe it's just me, because I've been talking about it and learned a lot. You know, you were talking about how much you learned about dairy cows this week. I learned a lot about the Olympic Games. I don't know why. I don't feel like I've paid much attention heretofore, Michael, in terms of the Winter Olympics. And so, I mean, you know, there's skiing and the slalom and the lows and luge, whatever they call it, and all that stuff. But some of the names that have become household names as a result of all of this, I don't know that I've paid much attention. And that's been, for sports talk radio, it seems a natural, but to have so much interest in it on regular straight issue oriented talk radio is pretty surprising, yes or no?
No. We have a history of major names coming out of the Olympics. You just paid attention this year. With some of the biggest names. Look at Mark Spitz. Look at, Bruce Jenner. I mean, you can go back for years to great names from skating, from skiing, from Michael Phelps. Huge personalities have emerged from the Olympics. But it's not a big topic on sports talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Sports talk radio loves baseball, football, basketball and hockey, a little bit of golf, and a little bit of tennis. The Olympics provide them with sort of a problem because the people that listen to sports talk radio are not necessarily Olympics fans. It's a different mindset.
But there's so much coverage. There's so much coverage of it, it's hard for these guys to escape. And frankly, I was listening to some of the sports radio. I don't listen to a lot of sports talk, frankly, but I was listening to some this week. You know, some of these morning shows have 2, 3, 4 people on them, and some of the conversation actually was, some of these guys are funny, and the conversation is going to be lighter anyway for the most part because about sports. But I found it to be entertaining, and I don't know that I went out of my way. I mean, I just listened to a couple of shows as part of the discussion of the Olympics that we had on the air, and I just found myself thinking, these guys are pretty good.
Well, let me tell you something. News talk radio hosts could learn a lot from sports talk radio hosts.
How so?
Some of the best talk radio in America today is on sports talk radio. Even if you're not into sports, the personalities, the humor, and there's not this vitriol. You can have 2, 3 guys disagreeing without hating each other, and then they can go and have a drink together.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and I think there's a lot to be learned.
Yeah. All right. I think you're you hit that nail on the head. Yes. All right. Michael Harrison here. Check out Talkers.com, all the headline stories that are there. Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. And you can check out Talkers Television and Talkers Radio as well while you're there. 21 after.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Stephen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Kelly Clark with us. Kelly has won she actually made some history this past week, winning the bronze medal for the USA in the women's half pipe competition. Kelly, congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what's your experience in the Olympics? Tell everybody your story, first of all, before we talk about these specific Olympics. What's Kelly Clark's story?
I have the privilege of having a long Olympic history. I went to my first Olympics when I was 18 years old in 2002, and I walked away with the gold medal there. I went to Torino in 06, ended up in fourth, went back to Vancouver in 2010 with a bronze medal, and I'm just coming home from Sochi now with another bronze medal. So yeah. Four Olympics, three medals, absolute privilege.
Where do you put them?
Well, I had one on display in my parents' restaurant for a while, and I never dreamt that I'd keep winning these things, so I'll have to kind of revisit that and figure out where to put them now.
Where's your parents' restaurant?
Up in Mount Snow, Vermont.
Mount Snow, Vermont. All right, let's give them a plug because we can be heard up there. What's the name of the restaurant?
TC's Family Restaurant. I grew upstairs, kind of living upstairs from the pizza place.
Did you? Good for you.
Do you ever just wear the medals around?
The new one will be carried with me almost everywhere. It's always really fun through airport security.
Yeah, that sounds like very cool. In the essence of the controversy, there's all kinds of stuff that the so-called news media follows and chases around. In terms of what you don't know, you being the people who are listening, the real story with Sochi, how secure did you feel? What was the weather like? How you've been in a number of this is your fourth Olympics, so how did this year, in terms of conditions and competition, compare to the others?
As far as organization goes, it was one of the best organized games I've ever been to. I felt very safe. Everything was very central. Transportation was easy. Security was secure, which is what you want, but it wasn't overbearing by any means. The people were friendly. Everything was ready for us. The only thing that was a little bit challenging is that it was mild. As a winter sport goes, you want a lot of snow, very firm conditions to make, venues be consistent. And for us, we did struggle with a warm half pipe, but as far as everything else that the media kind of blew out of proportion, it was very a very fun, great game.
Was it slushy and kind of soft?
Yeah, exactly. It really goes from sea level straight up to these peaks, but the half pipe was kind of right in the middle. So it was just soft, and, you know, as a snowboarder, the more ruts and bumps there are, the more inconsistent it gets, and it gets just a bit variable to do everything at high speed.
So one of the things that the public is becoming used to is the unreliability of the news in general, news reporting. People just are very skeptical. And you've just underscored it, basically. You felt safe. It wasn't as presented. So one wonders, this is my own social comment, it has nothing to do with the Olympics. It just has to do with everything in general, how disgusted I am as a person who, I'm not a journalist and I'm not a news person, but I talk about things that are going on. It just disgusts me to hear people like you underscore what we really are being, we're just being fed pap and baloney. And it sort of spoils it under the circumstances. A lot of people wanted to go over to Sochi and they didn't because of the false information that was coming from the news media. How do you feel about not having stands filled with people to cheer you on, Kelly?
You know, it was difficult heading into the Olympics, definitely, with all the kind of the hype surrounding it. You know, I think a lot of our families as athletes kind of wondered if they would go or what it would be like. It became a little bit more intimidating, and I've just found from experience it's a bummer when that happens, but it's far more profitable to talk about what is happening than what isn't happening.
Yep, that's a great way of putting it. We had a great conversation. Thank you very much, and congratulations to everybody. A lot of winners, a lot of success, a lot of satisfaction coming out of the Olympics, and we continue to sense that here. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, like, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
After the hour, continuing with our overview of what's going on conversationally this week, which is something that a lot of people like to, they stir the pot a little bit themselves, 888-302-3684, if you want to participate in the conversation. The Winter Olympics, number one item this week in terms of conversation, attention, as Michael Harrison was pointing out earlier, not only sports talk radio fans are interested, but the general public gets into this. People staying up at night late to watch the Olympics, that sort of thing. As the week began, Taco's Bob Franz talked about the U.S. hockey team, which happened to beat the Russians. There was some controversy attached to it. And so was it a clean win? We got the gold, right?
Anytime the Americans can beat the Russians, and I know this is Russia, which is supposed to be our ally at this point in time. We're certainly not the enemies we once were. But anytime the Americans can beat Russia and bring back memories of beating the old Soviet Union in 1980 in the Miracle on Ice, well, anytime that happens, that's a fantastic thing. They wanted a shootout overtime game, and the Russians were griping about the officiating. Apparently, there was an American official, and these officials are not assigned, obviously, by the participating teams. They're assigned by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, and the federations that govern each sport and so on. So these officials were assigned, and one of them, I think, was a Swiss ref. I think Swiss and the other an American, and there was a controversial goal or non-goal. As Russia scored with about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game, breaking the tie, and the net had come off its moorings, though. The net was jarred loose, and any time that happens, it's an instantaneous stop and play. And apparently before the goal, before the puck found the net was loose and off the moorings. And the goal was disallowed, and Russia went ballistic. The home crowd went ballistic. After the game, the Russian players and coaches were blaming the American official. Naturally. But the governing body, like I said, the governs Olympic hockey, has reaffirmed, no, the right call was made. The net was loose before the puck went in. Russia was blaming the American goalie, saying he knocked it loose on purpose. as if he saw that a goal was about to be scored or something, and said, "Damn!" He slammed himself into the pipes and knocked the net loose. But it's just funny watching the Russians gripe about a bad Olympic call.
There's Bob Franz addressing the issue head on. Here are hosts Nick Reed and Courtney Tucker talking about the problems the U.S. speed skaters have had with their uniforms this week.
I saw that some of the speed skaters were complaining the speed skaters weren't faring very well. And I don't know. I guess there are different types of speed skating. I don't know. We're saying that it might be their outfits, uniforms, suits, because the suits in the middle of the back have this mesh area that is supposed to let out heat, but they complain that it added drag. And this was my honest first thought. Did they not practice in those things?
They didn't, from what I heard.
I mean, I seriously mean this, and I'm completely ignorant of this stuff. Given how focused athletes are on shaving every one-tenth of a second off, I can't even begin to fathom putting on a totally new suit for an event not having practiced in it. I can't imagine that. That blows me away.
Pretty common, because there was the Canadian bobsledder.
Yeah.
He decided the day before to try on his outfit, uniform, whatever you were calling him, and he tried to zip it up, and it was too small, and his belly was hanging out.
Now, I would try it on beforehand, but that I could see a little bit differently, because I wouldn't think that...
That shows that he hasn't worn it before, though.
Well, no, that's true. But I would think in something like speed skating, where the movement of your body, the agility, I would think that the clothing that you would wear would be such an important component. With bobsledding, maybe not as much, you know. Let me put it this way. Clearly, it makes enough of a difference to where they're claiming, I don't know if they actually believe this or not, but they were claiming that because of a mesh, it was an oval shape, maybe 8 inches up and down and then 5 across.
Well, technically,
or 4.
Technically, those outfits were supposed to make them more fast.
Well, that's just it. So my point is, if you're in a sport where an outfit... It makes enough of a difference to where it's supposed to make you faster, potentially, you'd think you would try it on and you would practice in it. And if you do practice in it, you'd be able to time yourself and you go, this one isn't working for me. My time is off by 1/5 of a second and every 1/10 of a second counts, so we can't do this. But I saw that and that was just what struck me, because they were requesting to change. To be able to change their outfits, uniforms, suits, I don't even know what you call them. Singlets, maybe. And I just thought that was a really odd thing. It's kind of a bad deal, too, because then you sound like you're a sore loser, you know? And it doesn't matter whether it's true or not that you're... uniform is slowing you down. You sound like a sore loser.
Coming up more on the Olympics as we continue here. I'm Doug Steffen. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This Pretty Bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at Rite Aid.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29. The Not So Silent Night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m. I gotta get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed.
I'm Tim Austin, Senior Vice President at Kmart. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Kmart and our associates across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Well, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my goodness, that's what I'm talking about.
And this week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaun White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
The apps. We love all these apps. We have news apps and we have talk apps. And so if you're looking around and you can't find the information that we're presenting here through the normal channels, you can go to Podcast One. That's O-N-E, podcast, well, O-N-E .com to get a run through of the podcast of these various programs, the insight that comes from us taking them apart. I don't know how good that is, but it's something to listen to that has some starch to it. It's kind of a fun thing to do. All right, let's move on here. Well, we're staying with the Olympics, but into a different area. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about NBC's odd profile of one of the snowboarders.
NBC had a big story about a gold medalist for America who lives an alternative lifestyle. Alternative lifestyle. I don't know why we always have to get into people's lifestyles, by the way. You know, I mean, I always say it doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, transgender. I don't care. Just live your... Well, it's not about that. Wait a second. Here's the headline. David Wise's alternative lifestyle leads to Olympic gold. Guess what his alternative lifestyle is? He's 23, and he already has a wife and a kid. That's his alternative lifestyle. That's an alternative lifestyle now. David Wise is at the top of his sport. He's always smiling among his friends and competitors. However, he's not like the rest of the field. He's mature. I saw on the web yesterday, a lot of people were going, oh, this is NBC so out of touch, they think this is alternative lifestyle now. That every other kid is like the pajama boy that the Obamas had up for the healthcare thing where he's living in his mom's basement drinking hot chocolate, signing up on her healthcare plan because he doesn't have a job. Yeah, this is great. Although if you read through this, I think what NBC really is doing is comparing his lifestyle to the other snowboarders and other freestyle skiers. I don't think they're really comparing it to the rest of America, but even that's kind of funny, isn't it? It's actually kind of sad that now the real lifestyle of snowboarders, skiers, and really professional athletes seems to be sleep around with as many people as you can, I mean, look at the NBA. How many children all these NBA players have from different women? None of them married. Same thing with the NFL. Major League Baseball has been known for the same thing. So it's not just snowboarders and freestyle skiers. It's like that's the lifestyle. And that's what's celebrated. Hey, let's go out. Let's get drunk. When we're not competing, we're going to go party. When we're not competing, we got to blow off steam. We got to go to the strip club. We got to get drunk. We've got to, have sex with as many people as we can. Maybe we'll have kids. Maybe we won't, but we certainly won't get married. And it's time to live. Live it up. That's the lifestyle. So when somebody says, you know what? That's not right. You know, I'm actually going to wait until I fall in love with somebody. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have kids. I'm going to have a regular life while I also compete as a professional athlete. It's huge news. Not to say the rest of the freestyle skiers of Halfpipe are not mature, but Wise is mature far beyond his years. At only 23, he has a wife. They have a 2-year-old daughter. He has the lifestyle of an adult. What a shocker.
All right, so from that, we finish off our conversation, or listening to conversations, about what's going on this week at the Olympics by taking a piece of Jimmy Kimmel's late-night talk program. Here he talks to Luge team member Kate Hansen about the prank that Kimmel and Hansen pulled off. They posted a video that made everybody think there were stray wolves in the halls of the Olympic Village. Remember that?
I made a confession. I confessed to being responsible for the Sochi Wolf video that's been all over the internet and TV. A member of the Olympic luge team tweeted a video that showed a wolf wandering the hallway of her dorm in Sochi. As soon as she posted it, the media went nuts, which is what I was hoping for, and it got a lot of coverage. Thank you for helping us with this important mission.
Yeah, you know, anytime I can offer my services.
Did you get in trouble at all for doing this?
Honestly, there was a little bit more backlash than I thought there would be, but, it was all worth it in the end.
You know what, though? I will say this. The U.S. Olympic Committee or whoever should remember one important thing. U.S. stands for United States, and we have a little something called freedom of expression here. So if they give you any trouble, just point them to the Constitution.
Okay, I'll be the first to do that.
Right. Now, you're from here in the L.A. area. In fact, your family is here in the audience tonight. How did you get into lugeing in Southern California?
You know, I kind of like to say that lugeing or luge just kind of found me. They do these recruitment programs where they travel around America, and it's pretty much like an open call for all kids in the area just to come try it out. And
I see.
My dad had heard about it from a friend, and I grew up surfing and skating, and I guess he kind of saw a correlation, and turns out he was right.
And now you're at the Olympics. It's pretty great. So what was the reaction after you posted this video?
It was morning for me, and I had just posted, and I, didn't really know, should I, tell my teammates, guys, oh my gosh, last night, you won't believe it, but I didn't want to, openly bring it up, because that's not cool, that's not how you play it, so I just kind of, just kind of laid low, but then I started hearing people talk around the building, and security started freaking out, because it technically was a breach within, athlete safety, so it kind of went a little crazy over here, but
are there any wolves in your hotel, just for the record?
I've seen a few, but thankfully not.
Kate, I'd love to do this again. Would you consider bringing a live bear to the closing ceremonies?
Yeah, let me see what I can find. There's kind of a lot of force going on here, but anything for you, Jimmy.
Well, thank you so much, and for your help, we are going to present you with the Olympic gold medal for pranking.
I don't find him amusing. And find that very amusing, friend, just on my side. The Olympics number 5 this week on the overview of what's hot. Number 4, winter weather and the continuing conversation, whether it seems generous or disingenuous, about global warming, Mrs. Clinton, and whether or not she's going to run for president. That's something, it was Bachman, Congressman Bachman, who said didn't think it was time for a woman. She didn't do very well, so she thinks all women are going to come out the way she did. Executive powers, and that controversy, number 2, and health care, number 1 this week. Oh,
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
For bestfares.com is here to help you as we make our plans for the next holiday. The kids have been on vacation this week. Planes have been full everywhere. The weather doesn't help. What's the next wrinkle in travel? A couple of different things that Tom has posted on his website that I want to get through from him. Plus, don't forget the bargains. If you go to DougStephan.com in the contributors box, you see a picture of Tom. Click on that. It goes to BestFares.com with the specials that he's cooked up for people who listen to this program. Some of them may be of interest and import to you. You won't know until you check it out, though. So check it out at DougStephan.com. Tom gives us his report in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Tom Parsons is here from BestFares.com. You have a mistake fare for us to pay attention to as we get started. Which airline is guilty of the mistake fare this week?
No, this is a goodie. We've had this up. I mean, I can't believe we still have it today. We put this out as a news bulletin. And I think we said no. I think breaking news was our email and our Twitter. But we've had over almost 55,000 people look at that page.
Really?
And this is it. When you go when you fly from the United States today to Europe, most places the fuel surcharge, which I think is a con game, is $516 to most of Europe, except for London and Dublin. Out of New York City, and this is for almost the whole month of March, and then also, you know, maybe I think you take off for the last week of March, and you just got to watch Friday and Saturdays right now. But we're seeing on one of the world's best airlines. Can you give me a name that starts with an E? Emirates.
Emirates, yeah.
They're always considered one of the world's best airlines.
Apparently, one of their pilots didn't think so earlier this week. Anyway, go ahead.
Was it Emirates? Or you?
Yeah, no, it was Emirates. A pilot, a co-pilot for Emirates, took the plane to Switzerland so he could.
No, that was another airline.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway. Okay. Back on.
Anyway, you know, I'd hate to make Doug always look.
All right, come on, let's go.
But anyway, $449, including all taxes.
To do what? To go where?
From New York to Milan. Yeah. In March.
Really?
But now I'm going to listen. Remember, I just said the fuel surcharges on Delta, American, and everybody else is $516. That's already $60-some cheaper than the fuel surcharges. The landing fee is $100-some, and then you still haven't bought an airplane ticket. So maybe you don't live in New York. You live in Boston, you live in Chicago, you live in Washington, D.C. You buy a cheap airfare in the JFK, and I'd probably use JetBlue because you get a one bag check free, and you can still get there cheaper by as much as $300, $400, $500 by just taking JetBlue into New York and then picking up that flight and then heading over to Milan. But then Milan's a great gateway. It's a great train. You can be in Florence and Venice and Rome and Zurich and Germany in just a few hours. So if you're looking for a way to get to Europe, and I mean, this is one of the best. And Emirates always is rated in Europe. They're always rated as one of the ones of the. As a matter of fact, they just won the award last year, 2013, the best airline in the world.
And for the record, Tom, you're right. It was Ethiopian Airlines.
Really?
Is Ethiopia not? What did I say? It was Emirates?
You know why I don't carry white out on my desk? Just because of stuff like that. Because
you don't make any mistakes. It was an airline that began with an E.
There you go.
All right, so whatever. I was wrong. What do you want from me?
Easy mistake.
Take me out back and shoot me.
Never.
It'll be the first time in my life I was wrong. Right, Richie?
That's right.
Right. Tom Parsons, check out the deals at bestfares.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.